We got a couple notes as it relates to the celebrity hotline, and we have a celebrity hotline call today. We'll get into that in just a minute here. Someone said, you guys managed to keep my attention, even though I never heard of these Z-list celebrities you have on there, which is not fair, because I think he wrote the other day we had Charles Esten on, who's been on several hit shows, including Netflix's Outer Banks, which is one of the 10 most watched shows right now. Mm-hmm. So that's, I guess it's a compliment saying that he's interested in what they have to say, even though he doesn't know who they are, but...
Yeah, he's not, the guy isn't a Z-list celebrity.
But we've definitely had A-list celebrity Jimmy Fallon has been on the show. William Shatner's been on the show. And that brings me to somebody forwarded me this news article. And it's funny they did because I had seen this. Radar did an interview with William as well. He's on a tour right now where he shows the movie Star Trek II.
Yes.
I think it's his 40th anniversary. And then he comes out and talks about it, takes pictures with you. And we had him on to do that. And he was at the Basie not that long ago. Well, William said in this interview that he doesn't believe he has long to live. And someone said, didn't you just talk to him? Kiss him death. Because this is true. We've mentioned this. There's been two or three, maybe four instances where we've had somebody on. Yeah. And shortly thereafter, they died. In the case of Gilbert Gottfried last year, it was especially chilling because it was a matter of days that he was on with us. I think it was Valentine's Day of 2022. He is dead, like on the 17th.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Bob Saget would be another example. There's been a whole bunch of Donna Summer, the disco singer years ago, was on with me. She died a week later. And so I've started joking that it's like a kiss of death. Joan Rivers is another one.
Yeah.
Obviously, I realize it's just a unfortunate coincidence.
Well, of course it is. You're not actually killing celebrities.
No, but I mean, is there such thing as bad luck? I guess there is. I think there's such thing as karma, but it is strange that he was just on with us about, I don't know, January.
Yeah.
And now he's out in the press saying, look, I'm 91 years old.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He's 90, 91 years old. Of course he doesn't have that much longer to live.
If you go and read the article, that's what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Is that he's feeling a sense of, I must enjoy what time I have left.
Sure.
Because obviously, I've got way more behind me than I have ahead of me,
right?
Just based on actuarial tables. And he said that in the interview. He said, you know, sometimes I think to myself, ooh, I have a pain. Am I going to die?
Yeah.
And I said, listen, I feel like I'm dying every minute I'm on the air.
Right.
There's nobody laughing at anything. He said, well, that's interesting. I never thought of it as a performer. He's like a very thoughtful guy.
He is a very thoughtful guy.
So I hope everything is okay.
Oh, I'm sure he's okay.
If we wake up and read in the next few weeks here that something has happened to William Shatner, I know he's 91, but I'm still going to feel responsible for it. It almost makes me not want to book anybody over the age of 40 to come on the show because I'm worried just to reduce the chances that something could happen, you know?
We also talk to a lot of people. We're very lucky that we get to chat with some of these amazing people. So you can't, there's the statistic would lead me to believe that at some point
they're bound to die after they talk to us, huh?
Right. At some point in their life, they're no longer.
Well, if you believe that one listener we have, we've got mostly Z-list people coming on, so you'll never even hear about it if they do die because they're not that famous.
Yeah. Take that.
Take that. Good morning, America, and welcome to Hump Day Wednesday. It is March the 15th, 2023. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, back in action on 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, anywhere on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Like Mark mentioned this at the top today, the Ides of March.
Yep.
So maybe that pop up on your calendar as you open it up first thing today. That goes back to ancient Rome, Joe. You know these things, right? Is that...
Yep.
When Caesar was killed by the imposter Brutus, is that right?
Yeah, Brutus got Caesar today.
Yep.
Damn you, Brutus.
It's Brutus 1, Caesar 0, baby.
That's right.
And I would add that he is no longer room temperature. We're talking about ancient history here. So
he's dust now. He's gone.
There was this band, the Ides of March, too. You remember them? They had that song.
Oh, yeah. What was that song? America. No.
Vehicle. Your vehicle woman.
Yes,
yeah.
Vehicle.
And I believe the guy that played guitar in that group, Jim Peterick, is the one that put Survivor together, did Eye of the Tiger. So.
Cool.
A little rock and roll trivia for you. Now, you and I need to behave today. I had several people concerned that we were feuding yesterday. Everything, we're fine. You and I are good. We've moved past this now. All right, fine.
Who was upset?
I don't know. We were bickering yesterday about share or bear, and I think some people thought we were serious.
See, but that's the thing. That's the best part about it is the bickering. We all bicker at each other. That's fun.
The more bickering, the better, huh?
That's better. Yeah.
It's better. Better bickering.
Just making sure everything's okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You got a lot of snow left at your place? We had
No, actually, you know what? It snowed for like 6 hours yesterday, and we got like less than an inch because the ground was so warm.
Yeah.
It took so long for it to accumulate. Then really started to snow like just as the sun was going down. And, you know, it was, and it's so funny. Like I said, we have this dog. She's 15 years old, and she has these bursts of energy which she's like she's 10, like she's 2 years old again, you know. And last night, run out there running around in the snow. She was so excited of the snow. And Marianne always, you know, she's kind of a neat freak. And the dog comes in and she always has to, you know, try to wipe her paws off before she comes in. She puts a coat on her when she goes out and the whole thing. I'm like, she's a dog. Let her out. But anyway, so she comes back in. She comes back in with this pink coat on. And it's really, actually, it's kind of cute. And then she's a Labradoodle, right? So she comes in. And as she comes in, she just blows right by Marianne, who's holding a towel to wipe her paws.
She fixed her, huh?
And runs through the whole thing, just a whole lap all the way around the house.
She gets the zoomies.
Get over here! Get over here!
I can get a little burst of energy once in a while. Like I was 2 years old again. That'd be nice.
Oh, it was so funny. It was really funny. And Sadie's running around like... You know, this
so
is great.
Excited.
It's snowing. It's so excited. It's so...
I love
Why
that.
Why is she yelling at me?
Oh, that's so cute. You're just far enough north that you get some snow. I know a lot of people got nothing. We had just a perfectly annoying sheet of ice on the back of the car with a little bit of that hardened snow as we walked out this morning, but not that bad. I think they kind of...
Yeah. And just looking like at the parkway and a lot of the cameras out there, there's really nothing you don't have to worry about. Right. The only thing I'm really worried about today, this is not the report,
this is where the bickering began yesterday.
yes. Is you might get some flooding like along, like on LBI and along the... what people are now starting to call Barnegat Island. Yeah. Either way, you might have some problems through there. Do you know that's not even really an island? It's an island now because the it's a peninsula.
It's a peninsula, yeah, because it's...
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, I mean, the Army Corps cut the canal and made it an island, but it was a peninsula, so...
I think, doesn't it have to be only accessible by boat for it to be an island? What's the definition of peninsula versus island?
I don't know.
Well, you knew about Brutus and Caesar. I figured you would know this.
I think a peninsula is water is covered attached. By three sides. Yes, yes. But it's still attached. But you're right, an island is its own thing. Yeah.
Completely surrounded by water.
It's like me sitting here out on my own island. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Time right now for pre-coffee thoughts. This is a little Wednesday tradition, so we always like to make sure we shimmy this right in here. People seem to love this. We go around the room before we start. We have everybody write down it today because the printer's not working. Literally write down it, Ben. So it's a little easier for me to figure out who wrote what. Just a couple of things. A little stream of consciousness. First thing that comes to mind. And it's fun. It gets us a little closer to the weekend, over the hump. Hence why we do it every Wednesday morning. The adult version of head, shoulders, knees, and toes is wallet, glasses, keys, phone. So true.
Oh, yeah.
I don't necessarily say it out loud to myself. I just...
You do the pat.
You do the pat down.
You do the pat down.
Must be weird being a twin and getting hellos from strangers and not being sure if they're people you've met and forgotten about. You must know my twin.
Yeah. It's a good excuse.
Distant future, historians are going to struggle to know what's real and what was AI generated. Oh, geez. That's scary, isn't it?
I don't like that.
I may be... might not be me. This might be an AI impersonating me on the radio right now. You have no idea. Just kidding. We can't even print here. Yeah. We don't have a computer doing AI. Who are we fooling? Nobody. The ultimate biological weapon? Stupid people.
Yeah, that's fair.
And listen, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. You hit the road this morning, you'll see them.
Mm-hmm.
With enough wind, anything and everything can be a kite.
Yeah.
Turning down the music helps you drive better. Parking lots, up to the bank, ATM.
Yes.
Got to turn down the radio to use the ATM.
I don't know why, but every time
you're at the ATM
down.
Right now, don't do it. Don't turn. A kiss is technically a headbutt, just not a violent or aggressive one. Although it could be, I suppose.
I guess.
It'd be impossible to tell if a sloth was clapping sincerely.
Do sloths clap?
That's you, big guy. Common sense is what everyone needs, but not everyone has.
Uh-huh.
Every generation feels like they're on the cusp of earth-shattering change. You're not. Hold on to 16 as long as you can, as the great poet John Cougar Mellencamp once said.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Wayne's parents have died on screen more than any other fictional characters. Poor bastards. That was Nick, by the way. All right, I think that's enough of that. I've had it. Time now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. If you are a local business and organization, I do feel bad for Bruce Wayne's parents now that I think about
it. Yeah.
Get something special going on. charity, looking to raise some funds or awareness for your cause, let us know about it. We share them all right here. You can text in Buzz, text Connect anytime, 732-774-4444, or on the Facebook, send us a direct message or email with us. All the contact info is right there at 1071thebuzz.com, where you can also check station and community events anytime. Now, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on the move. St. Patty's Day, be at Bar A, 6 o'clock. With a pair of Boss Suite passes to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band at the Pru. Now, we were giving them away on the air last week, and you say, yes, man, I really wanted to win some. You got a bunch of chances to win. We'll have a pair for you in the morning, St. Patty's Day Friday. Van Dusen will be at Kelly's Tavern in Neptune starting at 3 on St. Patty's. That party is out of control, and he'll have another pair for you. And then we'll have two at a Bruce Ticket Blitz at the Ashley location in Eatontown. Your Robbie and Rochelle will be out there again Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5. So a lot of chances to win to Bruce. Bubba Coos Burritos doing a Taco Trot 5K. That's going on Sunday starting at 9 at the Wall Municipal Complex. Walkers and runners of all abilities are welcome. And then you have the burritos and the tacos at the finish line.
Yes.
It's a taco-themed finisher's medal. They've done this before. They give you a medal shaped like a taco.
I love that.
I mean, there's a sign that there is a God, right?
It's the best kind of medal.
All for One Pet Rescue Adoption Day open house event going on Saturday, 10 to 2 at All for One in Toms River. It's a free event open to the public. Come meet young and mature dogs all ready for adoption looking for their forever home.
Oh, okay.
We know it's cheesy, but how do you not? How do you not?
You gotta love them.
Even hearing about Joe's goofy dog, how do you not have your heart melt a little bit?
Yes.
And the first annual Mediterranean Festival is happening at the Ascension Center. Bradley Beach. That's going on Saturday the 25th from 2 to 8. Food, dancing, music, art, homemade crafts, and a whole lot more. If there was dancing and no music, that'd be strange. BradleyBeachNJ.gov for all the info.
Yes.
And there you are. Just a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Professional handicapper Brandon Lang. What a title. Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
How you doing, big boy?
I'm doing just fine, man. You sound a little bit like the man who played you on the big screen, Matthew McConaughey, when you call a fellow big boy.
Well, I talk a little faster than Matt. And it's funny because when Matt first called me and took on the role, he spent about a month watching tape of me on TV. And he called me up and we had a great conversation. And he said, I just want to let you know, I can't play you at the energy that you are in life. He says, you're a 10. He says, I can't match that. He goes, I got to play you at like a 6 or a 7. And I said, Matt, you play me any way you want to play me.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. I said, buddy, I said, this is the first thing I said to him. I said, when this is all said and done, you're going to get me laid a lot. I said, all right. He literally, he's like, okay, we're going to have some fun. And I'll tell you what, he's as good a person as you think he is.
Yeah.
And if I could have gone out to Hollywood and pulled this thing off, if there's one actor I had in mind from the very beginning, and I'm pretty blessed when it's all said and done.
For people who don't know what we're talking about here, Two for the Money, the film with McConaughey and Pacino, is based on you and your experiences. It came out a couple of years ago, but a great movie if people have never seen it. Now, by the way, we've got some connections, Brandon. You grew up in Michigan. Rochelle grew up in Michigan. You were stationed at one time in the battleship New Jersey, named for our great state. So you've got some connections, I feel like, to our show.
Where's she at? We're in Michigan.
You grew up in Detroit.
I grew up in the Detroit area, yeah. So.
But you're from central Michigan, right?
I'm from Midland, but define the Detroit area. What high school did you go to?
I went to Gibraltar Carlson High School.
Okay.
So on the That's water there.
A lot of time people will mention what school they went to, and I either played their school in Legion Ball or summer basketball tournament or something. I'll usually have rolled through something in the connection there. But I say it all the time. Much of my success in life is based on where I was born and raised and the morals and values of what people from Michigan, we didn't lock our cars, we didn't lock our doors. I love growing up in Michigan, and it's a tremendous place.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
I agree.
All right, let's get down to business here. I'm going to ask some of your questions, or ask you some questions, rather, about March Madness, some of your thoughts as we head into the NCAA tournaments here. But I like a statement you've made. It says you're not going to win every day, you're not going to win every week, maybe not even every month. Tell us a little bit about how that works, and tell us what you're thinking for this NCAA season, if you would, Brandon.
Only bet what you can afford to lose.
Right.
It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. I'll give you a perfect example. If you said, okay, I'm going to ride Brandon Lang in 2023. I had one of the greatest Januaries ever. I had one of my worst Februaries ever. So the January guys, love me. Love me. You're the man, Lang. The February guys, you suck, Lane. the March guys are pretty happy. We're 6-1 my last 7 in college basketball going into this tournament. So we got a pretty good feel and a pretty good idea of what's going on in college hoops. So the March guys are feeling good. The January guys have probably come back. I'll never see the February guys again.
No.
It's going to happen. You know, you pick games every day. You're going to go on great winning streaks, great losing streaks. And you just, at the end of the day, hopefully you've won a little bit more and you lose and you get it done. But this last year in this tournament, I went 11-2 at BrandonLang.com. We have all the brackets up. But more importantly, we release one play a day. So looking at this tournament, every year you get everyone thinks maybe a 16 seed will win. Not happening this year. A 15 seed, I just don't see it. I just don't see Princeton beating Arizona. Maybe it happens, but I just don't see it. Can Vermont beat Marquette? Yeah, but Marquette's really, really good. And I'm a big fan of Shaka Smart and what he's did. You know, you look at NC Asheville against UCLA. Maybe, but Nick Cronin and UCLA are looking really, really good. And then can Colgate beat Texas? I just don't see it. So let's go to the 14 seeds, because every year there's a 14 that wins and you're like, wow, I didn't see that happen. And so I'm grinding with the 14 seeds. Can Montana State beat Kansas State? Maybe. I watched Montana State watched them play in the Big Sky tournament, but I don't know if they can beat Kansas State. Wouldn't surprise me. Can Kennesaw State beat Xavier? Maybe. Maybe. I mean, you look at it and go, no way. But then we sit there and the game ends and we're like, wow, we didn't see that. So I'm looking at it going, can they? And then can Grand Canyon beat Gonzaga? I don't think so. So now let's get to the 13 seeds, because every year you have a 13 seed. Now, I think we can have some action here. I think Louisiana Lafayette can get Tennessee. I think Furman's going to give Virginia fits. But the 13 seed that I think wins is Kent State +4.5 over Indiana. And you're like, B-Lang, Kent State, early in November, Kent State played Houston, a number one seed, lost by 5. They went into Gonzaga. In November, you forget what happened way back in November. They played Gonzaga. It was a 6-point game in Gonzaga. Kent State can play. If I'm Indiana, I'm really, really nervous. Then we go to the 12 seed. Because I guarantee you, we're going to see a 12 seed win. We just are. It happens every year. I think last year, 2 number 12 seeds won in the first round. So Charleston, Drake, VCU. Keep an eye on those 3 teams. Miami center's out. Severely sprained ankle. He won't be 100%. Drake can play. College of Charleston's 30-3. They're getting 5.5 against San Diego State. VCU's, I think they play 9 players. They come at you at all angles. They're getting 2.5 against St. Mary's. And that right there, guys, tells you that in years past, a 12-5 matchup, that line's normally 7.
No.
Vegas is telling you that's not a 12-5 matchup, because VCU's only getting 2.5 and Drake's only good 2.5. That's telling you the parity of that 12-5 matchups should be like an 8-9 rather than 12-5. And then you are going to have a couple 11s win, like NC State +5.5 over Creighton. Here you go. The next question, everybody says, who's going to be the first number one seed to get beat? Purdue. Purdue's going out like a fat girl in dodgeball. It's going to happen. Literally, it's going to happen in round 2 when Memphis beats Purdue in round 2. And don't be surprised to see Arkansas knock off number one seed Kansas in round 2. McCullough, starting guard for Kansas, is injured. They need him. I think they get beaten round 2. So the first 2 number one seeds I have going out are going to be Kansas and Purdue on Saturday or Sunday.
Man, you love this stuff. I feel like I owe you money for a sports report. That was a full segment. I didn't have to do a darn thing. You just handled it. Thank you for that.
It's my job.
Yeah, no, it is your job. I was kind of hoping for a Cinderella story this year, like St. Peter's here, jerseys on like last year, but
I had them.
Did you?
I literally watched them play all year long. I watched them play Iona. I was a big fan, and going into the tournament, I took them, plus they were getting 14 against Kentucky, and then I cashed there. And then they were an 8-point dog in the next round. I'm like, are you kidding me? You beat Kentucky. Now you're giving me 8 against like a Middle Tennessee State. I rode them there. And then in the next round, they're getting 13.5 against Purdue. Won that in overtime. I had them there. And then I'm like, okay, this is like you just partied in Vegas with a porn star for 3 days. And now you got to go back to your girlfriend. You got nothing left. And then they had nothing left against North Carolina. I jumped on North Carolina. And the porn star analogy really, really worked well. So I had them all four games, went 4-0 with them. And so I think Kent State could be our St. Peter's this year. So keep your fingers crossed. I think that's the only team I think can make some noise.
There it is. All right, Brandon. That's it. We're out of time. I love it. Thanks for coming on, man. It's fun talking to you.
Thanks, guys.
Good God almighty. Wow. I think I'm sweating just listening to him talk.
That was a lot.
A lot of ways to listen. Thank you for listening. We're talking about 1071theboss.com. A little reminder, yesterday, the voting has closed. Well, the entries have closed and the voting has begun. Farner and Loverboy, our little choir contest. We're giving away some tickets to this show. It's 1071 The Boss presents Farner and Loverboy, PNC Bank Arts Center, Labor Day weekend, September the 3rd, and they want to support local school music programs. Mm-hmm. So they asked for videos from school choirs, a cappella groups, chorales, and we got a couple in here, some really good ones. Matter of fact, one is from a school for children with disabilities.
Oh.
So there's three finalists up there. You can take a watch of their video. They sing a classic rock song, chorale. You know, acapella style,
awesome.
Kind of like pentatonics.
Yes.
Like, almost like doo-wop, that kind of thing.
That's very fun.
So you watch a video and pick your favorite. We'll take those votes. We're going to narrow it down to two and then ultimately to one winner who will open up the show, get $500 to help their music program, and also get a Bose PA system for the next time they perform.
So that's
wow.
Cool. That's awesome.
Click Farner, 1071theboss.com. And big kudos to the band who came up with this whole concept. I guess they go around the country when they go on tour and they do this from city to city and not only give people the opportunity to get up on stage and open up for them, but you know, give $500 to a school music program. And you know, those are those things that get cut when they go through the budgets of the school.
First thing to get cut.
So
yeah.
I think that was pretty good. So
that's
great. The boss was pretty proud to be a part of that. Box office, we got a brand new number one movie. The official totals are in from this past weekend. Scream 6 is number one. Yep. Creed dropped more than 50% after its first week at the box office, but Scream is up here to about $80 million. Creed has made about $150 million. Checking the openings for this weekend. Shazam.
Oh, yeah.
Fury of the Gods will be the big opening. What's that guy's name? Zachary Levi, I think
it is. Yeah. I like the Shazam movies. They're cute.
Shazam used to be Captain Marvel. Joe, you remember growing up those comic books, Captain Marvel? Yep. They call him Shazam now for some reason. I don't know, maybe Captain Marvel is cheesy. I don't know why that is. But you'd think I kind of like the comic book stuff, but I don't know the reason for that. But it's, if you grew up with Captain Marvel, it's now Shazam. So
wait, that's the same character?
Yeah. Because his catchphrase, Captain Marvel's catchphrase, if you read the comics as a kid, was Shazam, and then he'd turn into a superhero. But now they call the movie Shazam, so I don't know why Captain Marvel was dumb, but... Anyway, that's a big opening this weekend.
Well, don't they
make too much money?
Yeah, don't they have Captain Marvel, but she's a girl, right?
Yeah, but that's a different character.
So that's not the same thing as Shazam?
No, and that's Marvel. This is a DC thing. This is getting really geeky here. But.
I'm confused because I do like these superhero movies, but I thought that there's a girl movie.
Yeah, Brie Larson is Captain Marvel, but that's Marvel. You know, the Spider-Man.
So she doesn't say Shazam.
No, Shazam is a DC thing, which is Batman, Superman, that whole group of heroes, but.
Oh, and who is Black Adam, The Rock? Because he says Shazam, too.
Yeah, it's part of the same thing on the DC. That's why Superman was in the Rock movie.
I think this is why the Marvel movies do better, because DC's very confusing. Very confusing.
I'll tell you what, we saw the Rock on the Oscars. I think he gave out the first award the other night. And he's one of those people, you look at him, you go, man, is he dripping with cash?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that guy.
He's wearing a silk suit. Good.
I mean, he's just
one thing
to be tanned. This guy is just, he's glowing. Man, did he look good.
Yeah. He's definitely, you can definitely see his wealth. He's got a lot of it.
I think he should run for something. I don't know if he should run for president, but he should run for something. That's a guy you want in charge. You know what I'm saying? I'd feel safe.
Why? Because he has a tan?
Well, just because he's like a big, imposing guy. You're not messing around with The Rock. I don't know.
And he's a nice guy. He's one of those people that when you say who's a celebrity that everybody likes.
The Rock is right up there.
I don't know that everyone likes him, but I think it's more agreeable than a lot of other celebrities. Who doesn't like The Rock?
I'm surprised Tom Hanks managed to get himself a Razzie this year. So
yeah.
He's not as popular as he once was.
Yeah.
What else do I have here? Oh, this is interesting. New Jersey, New York, two of the top 10 most vegan states in the country. We got a new survey out this morning.
So
if you're looking for a little vegan for lunch, you'll find the most and the best vegan, two of the best places to eat.
Interesting.
Here in the Great Garden State and in New York. So
that's good to know.
Yeah. Is popcorn vegan if you go to the movies?
If you don't put butter on it.
Oh, all right.
Otherwise, it's vegetarian.
Yeah.
I was a vegetarian for 8 years.
Yeah.
And it was, I liked it, but it's, I gained a lot of weight.
Because... I'd go with the Ozempic instead, yeah. If I'm being honest with you. clearly a slow morning here.
Yeah, not a lot going on.
Yeah, we got vegan news and we got Captain Marvel versus Shazam. It's a big day.
Mm.
That is interesting, though. It's confusing. They make it really confusing by having all these people like all...
Let's not get back into
it
again.
Okay, I'm not going to get back into it, but it is really confusing.
Nobody really cares.
See, you know, that's why you got to be like me and could care less.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember my parents, if I ever had a comic book, that would have been the end of my life.
Really?
Really?
What's wrong with comic books?
I have no idea. This is the same man that for the first 2 years of Charlie Brown wouldn't let me watch it because Charles Schultz was a communist.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never heard that about Charles Schultz, but okay.
No, I never did either. But that was what he said. He said, communist.
But Joe, I like that Snoopy because he's fighting for his country against the Red Baron.
And then the funny part was, too, is that my mother, you know, she was a school teacher, and she would go in and put Snoopy and Charlie Brown all over her bulletin boards. My father never knew that.
Oh, no.
That little Charlie Brown, he's a commie.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. He was something. My dad, I mean, I loved him to death, and he was a really, really good man, but he definitely had some odd opinions about a lot of different things. So
strong anyway. Opinions about Snoopy. I
it
like
happens.
Him. Yeah, oh, I hate him. Hated Snoopy.
Oh, but, I hated Snoopy. He looked at Snoopy and goes, I hate you, you stupid beagle.
But Batman, he loved Batman for some reason. He used to.
You just said he didn't like comic books.
No, but not on TV.
Oh, Adam West.
Yeah.
Of course,
Adam
course.
West and all that stuff. And
Hated Snoopy. Wow.
Holy Irishman, Batman.
No, I don't know if he hated Snoopy. I think he just didn't think. Never mind.
To the Celebrity Hotline we go. You know her, you love her, singer, actress. It's Macy Gray. Good morning, Macy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on. It's great to hear your voice. We haven't talked to you in a long while. Good to have you back.
I know.
You haven't gone anywhere, of course, but did you make it through the last couple years okay? Your world is good?
Yeah, you know, getting back on my feet like everybody else, but yeah, that was difficult.
No, it's been a crazy couple of years, but it's great to have live music back, concerts are back, and new music coming out. You have a brand new album called Reset. It's you with the California Jet Club. Tell us a little bit about this new project.
So my touring band that I've been with for about off and on, like 10 years,
yeah.
We had always talked about making an album together as a project.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how you talk about stuff and you don't do it, but the shutdown came around and we were like, oh, now let's go make that album we've been talking about. And so that's the reset.
It's kind of funny, and I didn't really mean to bring up the pandemic, but it's kind of funny how for a lot of artists it led to a great period of creativity because everybody was stuck inside and you started, you know, going back looking for ideas, things you've been wanting to do for a while, and so it's actually in a weird way been kind of a good thing for music, I guess, huh?
I don't know if it was a good thing.
Well, maybe not a good thing, but
I think a lot of people made the best of it, you know.
Sure. How is your music different where you're at now from where you started? Do you feel like your musical perspective has changed at all? Are you looking to do something different? Where's your head at as far as the kind of music you want to make?
My head is spinning, you know, because I'm so seasoned now. I've been doing this such a long time, and so much music has happened since I started out. So which makes for more influence and makes you grow as an artist. Cause now you know more than you did before. You know what I mean?
No,
so,
sure.
So it's a good time to make music. I think there's a lot of really inspiring things going on. And like I said, I'm at a point in my career where I can, you know, stretch out and do what I want. So it's fun. It's like an adventure, you know, just like, let me see what else I can do. You know what I mean?
Sure. That's a beautiful way to put it. If you don't mind, I will tell you a brief story. I remember back when I was a top 40 DJ hearing you for the very first time, you and I try one of those records that I truly remember where I was. I can picture the control board the day I played that song on the radio for the first time because it was so different, sounded unlike nothing else that was happening in music at that time. And I've, you know, been a fan of you ever since. You've just got an unmistakable voice. And so I love that memory.
Thank you.
I imagine people come up to you all the time and share stories like that, whether it's that song or whatever song it is, that, you know, you've made an impact. It's going to be very rewarding as an artist for people to say that to you. Your song has meant something in my life, right?
Yeah, that's the best thing because, you know, when you're dreaming about it, and you say, oh, I want to be a big star, I want to make records, and but you don't think about that, you know, like how you can, like how your songs are really affecting people. And it's always, it's awesome. It's an honor to know that you can have a pass on people that affected you, you know, on the planet is a good thing, you know, and stuff like that is the best part of it.
Well, your music's always sounded like nobody else's, so I think that's a great thing, too. Well, Macy, let me ask you a little bit about movies just briefly here. I remember that you were in Spider-Man, and people got a big kick out of that. I know that you've been in a number of The Paperboy for Colored Girls. I did not realize you were in Training Day with Denzel Washington. That must have been pretty amazing to make a little appearance in that movie.
Oh, yeah, that was the best. That was the first movie I did with Antoine Fuqua, Denzel, Ethan Hawke. I think, yeah, Luke is in it, Dr. Dre.
I mean,
it was a huge blessing for that to be my first movie, you know.
What an incredible group of people. You walk on set, there's Dr. Dre, there's Ethan Hawke, then there's Denzel. Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I know.
Are you thinking of doing any movie or TV projects outside of your music projects in the near future?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going in to shoot a new movie in April, I think, next month, about 6 weeks.
Okay. Any sneak peek as to what it is, or you just can't say just yet?
Yeah, I can't say.
Okay.
I'd love to tell you all about it because I'm so excited, but I can't talk about it yet.
All right. Well, I'll keep my eyeballs open for you. The record is out. The new album, Reset, Macy Gray, the California Jet Club. It's great to talk to you. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you.
She's one of those artists I didn't even have to say who we're talking to, and you know that voice. It's so
she's
different.
Great.
Yeah, she's very cool. Have you seen her live? She's just fantastic.
No. Yeah. No. Oh, maybe. Maybe I don't know. I don't remember.
After we talked to her, I just am wicking here. Do you know she's 6 foot tall?
No.
She's 6 foot tall.
It's hard when
she's
you see somebody just on a stage to determine how tall they are, how short they are, and all.
Yeah, yeah. I really didn't. She looks like kind of a petite woman, and I was like, you're 6 foot tall. Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wow, she's 6 foot.
She does. She seems kind of like a petite person.
And I know a person. Yeah.
Not.
I agree totally.
I mean, 6 foot tall is, for a man or a woman, that's tall.
6 foot tall is pretty big, yeah.
You're talking to me and Joe. Like, that's very tall.
Yeah, Rochelle claims to be, 5'4" and a half? I don't know about that.
I am 5'4" and a half.
I don't know. I think it might be more like 5'3".
My license says 5'5".
Joe, what are you, if you don't mind my saying, about 5'7", 5'8"?
5'6". 5'6". I used to be 5'8", but...
Listen, don't feel bad. This is absolutely true. I know I've talked about this quite a bit, going to the doctor for the first time in a while last week. I was at the very, very top of their height scale. You know, they kind of have a grown-up version. You know, when you're a kid, you make the little pencil marks on the wall to see how tall you've gotten here. I was at the very, very top. 6'5 is as high as they go. I'm like, you don't get any basketball players. There's nobody comes in here that's more than 6'5". It was the top number. I get on the scale. And I was more than the scale. And this poor girl is like a college resident, whatever it is, medical school resident. And she's here with the nurse. And she says, I can hear her because she's moving the little dial thing. Right. And she looks at the nurse. She goes, he's more. And the nurse is like, is he fatter than the scale? I'm like, yeah, I'm fatter than the scale. Oh, that's a sobering moment right there.
I'm sure it happens a lot.
Yeah, well.
No, it doesn't.
Listen, Joe, you
broke the scale?
You're moving that scale too, Joe. Let's be honest here. You're moving that scale too.
I'm moving it the other way now lately. You know, I've been moving it down. It's good.
Well, good for you.
Last summer, I'm down 22 pounds.
He's got that
007.
Listen, everybody was joking about that at the Oscars the other night. Yeah. This is everybody's on this thing, whether they got diabetes
that's why
or not.
People who need it can't find it.
I know.
There's all these yabos who are trying to just lose weight or doing it.
I was reading an article on it. They say, listen, joking aside, if you're thinking of doing this and you got a doctor that's willing to give it to you, if you don't got the diabetes, the minute you get off it, you may lose weight, but you're going to put it right back on.
Of course
on.
You are.
Yeah.
That just
totally
like
screws your metabolism. So if you lose 50 pounds, you'll gain it again.
The one thing that I've absolutely noticed with me is that I'm never hungry.
Yeah.
I'm never hungry. I never want to, like last night, for instance, we had dinner and we're just watching something on TV. I don't know, Yellowstone or something. I don't know. And then Marianne said, do you want ice cream? And I went to go, yeah. And I'm like, not really, you know, and that's pretty much the way that's what it has done with me. It has really curbed the appetite.
So you're on that Ozempic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, you are?
It's for diabetes. Yeah. That's what it's made
for. I didn't know what medication he was on.
Yeah, I asked the doctor for it. Yeah. And
you asked him for speed is what you asked him for.
I asked him for it, and he wouldn't give it to me. And I said, well, maybe I'll get lucky and have diabetes. And he was like, that's not funny. I was like, sorry.
That is a terrible thing to say.
He didn't think it was funny.
It's not funny.
I mean, I was just kidding.
No, you're not. You're not getting it all. No, Josh,
you know what? When Robbie gets diabetes, too, he can use his.
Just take his.
First of all, if I did have to take it, I won't share it. I'm both not a sharer, and that's not right. That's not legal. And secondly, I think it's a good thing he told you no, because at Atipax, it's basically speed. It's like a no-do. It's not good for you. That'll screw up your heart. You don't want that.
Yeah. No, it doesn't do that.
No, it does. It's not good for you at all.
I mean, maybe
I asked for it's a weight loss pill called Atipax, and he was like, no. Oh. No.
I don't know that it's even a weight loss pill.
That's what it is.
Makes you sweat, right? Makes
that's
you
what
hyper.
It's for. No, it's for weight loss. That's what it's FDA approved for. But he was like, I'm not giving you that. You're going to have a heart attack.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. I'm also sure some doctor out there is listening right now and is screaming at the radio because we've got everything wrong about all of this.
I'm sure. Yeah, listen, we're not claiming to be medical experts at all.
We're simply
sharing our own opinions and views, okay?
Right, exactly. Oh, boy.
As a matter of fact, yesterday was the day we had a number of people at the... And we can see these things. You can see who is looking at your page and who is listening to your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had an old nemesis of mine that we found snooping on our Robbie and Rochelle TikTok page.
Yes, we did.
So we decided to ban him. he said, she said yesterday we were talking about your ex's new fiance, and she was mad that we talked about her on our he said, she said yesterday.
Apparently.
I don't know why. I said, and I quote, she's a very nice lady and has always been nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
To which Rochelle said, I guess.
I don't know.
And I don't really know either, but I'm just saying there's always people snooping, so.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't care.
I said, well, maybe it's better just to say nothing at all. Rochelle goes, well, it doesn't make any difference.
So. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You're not going to stop me from saying whatever I want to
say.
I
don't care about that other guy. I don't care for that other guy snooping on our page, though. He's an old nemesis of mine.
I was kind of surprised to see that on our page. And also, I was surprised that you did go ahead and want me to block them.
Why is that?
Because you're not usually that person. You don't block anybody.
Yeah, screw
it. I block everybody. I block everybody.
You've taught me the way, and I like it a lot. Just cut them out. We appreciate you following us. So thank you for listening every single day. You can do that at... Robbie and Rochelle in the Mornings page, 1071theboss.com, on any of our socials. We got the podcast streaming on the website or wherever you get yours. All right, here we go. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We start at number five and count down today. This is pretty good. Here's a little girl, and she's saying something to mom. And, of course, now moms pull out the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, now, what was that? What did you just say? The little girl is standing to the right of the TV.
Okay.
So you picture it. The TV is there. The TV is on. Right. She's standing to the right of the TV with her back flush to the
staring
wall.
Staring at it.
He's
like,
honey, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And why are you standing over there?
Took it literally, says, please stand by.
It says stand by. Oh, that's so cute.
You remember when, like at midnight, the TV channels would all go blank?
Yeah.
And you get those multicolored little bars on there after they play the national anthem? So I don't know what channel she was watching.
What
but
a sweet girl.
She's like watching Venezuelan TV or something.
Because it says, please stand by.
Where are you going, honey? After these messages, I'll be right back. All right. Number four. There's an ad from Craigslist that has gone viral here, and there's a woman who's online reading the job requirements online, saying that she thinks it's ridiculous. It's for a server job at a restaurant.
Please do not apply if you have no sense of humor or can't handle skillful sarcasm, have no alarm clock, oversleep, have a cell phone battery that dies constantly, preventing you from contacting us. Mm. Do not apply if you think you'll need nights off because your grandma poisoned you with her ham again.
All right, so that's a little over the top. They're just being sarcastic in the ad posting, but there's nothing wrong with anything that they're saying there. You should have all of these requirements if you're looking to be a dedicated, reliable employee, should you not?
Sure, but also, if you're going to Craigslist to look for your job...
Yeah, unless you're a hitman.
If you're posting a job on Craigslist, what kind of people do you expect to get there? At least go to LinkedIn.
Unless you're looking to hire a hitman.
Craigslist?
Probably not the best place to go to find your next career.
Yeah, under missed connections? Probably not.
I'm looking for a guy that's got a jumpsuit and a hockey mask. I could go to Craigslist and look who I can hire.
Oof.
Well, I have some bad news for you. A giant blob of sargassum seaweed, twice as big as the lower 48, visible from space, is headed toward Florida. Because, of course, it is, because it's always Florida. This is a Professor Hu from the University of South Florida, warning residents that the seaweed is headed toward the coast this summer. It's a big old blob of seaweed.
It's really big. Yep. It's bigger than 2018. The message is, this will be another major sargassum year, and it will come to us sooner or later.
Now, the question is, in Florida, are you really going to notice the difference? Because some of those beaches are pretty nasty as it is.
Did you say, what kind of seaweed is it?
It's a giant blob of sargassum seaweed.
Sargassum.
Yep.
Okay.
It's pretty big. Is that right, Professor?
It's really big.
It's really big. Hey, ladies, what do you think?
It's really big.
Oh, thank you so much. Professor Hu says to watch out.
Uh-huh.
Sargassum seaweed.
It's a lot of sushi.
I mean, it's sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little sushi roll.
Be plentiful. Be no problem for you.
Sargassum seaweed.
All right. And it's just, that's a lot of seaweed.
It's really big.
Really big. Let's go to Ohio. Sometimes it's Ohio. There's a man there hospitalized after having his arm mauled by his pet zebra. The male zebra acting aggressive because the guy also owned a herd of female zebras. Animal control believe that the male zebra was protecting the female herd. So
he owned a herd? He owned a herd
That's
of zebras?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It doesn't say whether or not he had an animal sanctuary or a zoo or what it was. It says it was his pet male zebra, also had a herd of female zebras. They believe the man was attacked because the male zebra was protecting the females. This is animal control.
Is there a way for you to keep him back? We're trying not to shoot him, but...
Yeah! Ah. And clearly, Jethro there has got everything under control.
Yeah! Yeah!
Unfortunately, they put the male zebra down. Now, why is that? Why is it the zebra? It's not the zebra's fault. Put this guy down.
That's horrible.
It's like that story last week. You remember the alligator tapping its snout at the door, and a guy had got his foot bit because the alligator showed up at his door. It's not the alligator's fault. It's your fault for moving into his habitat. You know?
I want to know where this guy got a zebra. Do you import the zebra? You're in Ohio. Where did you get a zebra? And why do you have a herd of them?
I would ask if it's legal in Ohio, but then you hear animal control.
Is there a way for you to keep him back?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
we're trying not to shoot him, but...
Yeah. Clearly, they got everything under control when it comes to the zebra population in Ohio. I just feel bad for the animal. Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
That's awful.
It's not his fault.
Yeah, not nice at all.
All right. Pauly Shore got made fun of the other night at the Oscars. You may have seen this clip when Brendan Fraser was mentioned by Jimmy Kimmel and the kid Short Round. And they all were in Encino Man with Pauly Shore, a 1990s movie that is not exactly the tip of film quality.
It's a very good movie.
Pauly Shore was asked about how he felt people making fun of him. He said, I'm always nice to everybody. I always try and be cool. I put my heart into all my films, and I'm a human being. It's not like I'm selling real estate. First of all, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. That's not nice to real estate. Second of all, though, Pauly, I do agree with you. That is terrible that they're giving you a hard time just because it was a bad movie, and now they've all gone on to big things. So I don't know. It's not to leave Pauly Shore alone.
You know, I love Pauly Shore. I love Brendan Fraser, but Pauly Shore.
Who says I love Pauly Shore?
Well, I mean, he didn't go on to do bigger things. He went on to do like
nothing.
He
went on to do nothing, and so that's why it's mean to make fun of him.
Well,
you know?
I'm not saying
you want to make fun of Will Smith. It's fine because the guy's a billionaire. You know,
I don't know that anyone made fun of him. I think
they absolutely made fun. They made fun of the fact they were all in this bad movie, and now look at us. Ooh, we're in our tuxedos winning Oscars. Pauly Shore's not even invited to the ceremony. So that's mean.
He didn't make another movie. I don't know that they were making fun of him. They were just saying,
listen, Pauly, you were big back in the day. Weren't you big?
It's really big.
Really big back in the day. It was huge. Remember we offered Pee Wee Herman a job? I am not kidding here. Absolutely true. If Pauly Shore is somehow listening, I don't know where he lives, New York or L.A., if he knows somebody in the area, there's always a seat for him right here at the Boss.
Oh, yeah.
Pauly, you can be a movie reporter, entertainment reporter, whatever you want. You can be right here on the Boss. It'd be big for your career.
It's really big.
Really big. We'd love to have you. Pauly, the offer stands. The hell with these Hollywood snobs. Come and work for 107.1 The Boss. You're welcome here, my friend.
I'm going to change my name so he can say Becca.
Well, the Pauly Shore Broadcasting Studios right here. That'd be huge, Pauly.
It's really big.
All right. I need to stop doing that, but I really don't want to. I really like it. And number one, new poll. 50% of people say they'd be interested in a low-paying job that they love. 26% of people say they'd prefer a high-paying job that they hate. 24% of people went, I really don't know. I tell you what you can do. Go work for animal control out in Ohio.
Is there a way for you to keep him back?
Yeehaw.
We're trying not to shoot him, but
hey now. Yeah. Tell you what the correct answer is retirement. Retirement is always the correct answer.
Always.
And then you don't have to worry about it either way around.
That's correct.
Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Eva Longoria, she's 48 today. Will.i.am of the Black Peas celebrates. Mark Hoppus from Blink 182. That band is almost 25 years old. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
He's 51 today. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. Barry Gordy's son, Rockwell. Oh, that song, yeah. Somebody's Watching Me.
Yes.
He's 59. Brett Michaels from Poison. Fabio. It is me. I'm Fabio. Fabio, 64 today. He's like European John Travolta.
In your accent, he is.
Sandy. Oh, my God.
Didn't he do the butter commercial?
I can't believe it's not butter. Yeah. I think he was filming a butter commercial when a bird flew into his face because it was like a roller coaster, and he was actually injured by a bird.
You're kidding.
Absolutely true.
Wow. That's really weird.
Hit him right in that big nose of his.
It's really big.
I know. It's me, Fabio. I'm 64 today. Oh, my God. Wow. I sound like John Travolta.
It's, yeah. Got to work on the Fabio accent.
Dee Schneider from Twisted Sister. Mike Love from the Beach Boys. Mm. They got a big Grammy tribute to the Beach Boys on TV.
Yes.
April 3rd. They got all Foo Fighters, all kinds of people performing, I think. Maybe not Foo Fighters. Is Foo Fighters? I think Dave Grohl maybe by himself.
One of those, yeah.
So I'm not sure they've been performing of late. Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead, 83 today. Also, let's say congratulations. This day of history, 1985, the first internet domain. And it is still there. Symbolics.com was registered. I didn't realize the internet went back to 1985, but that's the 38th anniversary of the first domain.
Symbolics.com.
I'll tell you what, the guy that registered that is awfully rich.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a rich gentleman right there.
Definitely.
Joe, when's the first time you ever heard of the internet? I don't remember.
1985,
apparently they were registering domain names. I didn't realize that.
90, 91 maybe?
Yeah. 1985. Can you imagine how rich this guy is? Symbolics.com.
Wow.
Mm.
He's got the Pauly Shore money.
Poor Pauly Shore.
He's as big as Pauly Shore.
Oh, no.
He's got the first Poor website. Fella. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I got to address something else here.
Uh-oh.
That I really should.
Oh, no.
No, this is, I know I shoot my mouth off sometimes about things going on in the radio business, but I feel the need to bring this up. Our friend, Mr. Chernoff, is always, he's I mean this in a nice way. He's always get the gossip. I'm not saying that Mark is...
Oh, he's big time connected.
Yeah, he's connected. Oh, I shouldn't say he's gossipy. Yeah. He's connected. Mm-hmm. He's got intel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like Walter Winchell, you know? He's
yeah.
Rona Barrett. He's like, right, Joe? So he tells me that when Bruce plays Philadelphia, a very popular rock station down there, WMGK. Now, if you live in Central South Jersey, you might be able to pick up Philadelphia radio stations. This is legendary. John DiBella works there. You've heard of him, right, Joe? Been there for like 50 years. It's a very well-respected rock music station. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're going to be calling themselves The Boss for the couple of days leading up to the Bruce concert.
There. Oh, I think somebody's got to give them a cease and desist letter.
Now, I wonder what it is we can do, and I'm just learning of this morning because Mark is flipping out. He just let me know about this. I wonder if there's something we can do. Now, we do not, obviously, The Boss applies to Bruce. There's no question. It's not like we came up with that. Bruce was The Boss before we were The Boss, but we were so inspired by the classic rock and roll sound of New Jersey that's why they chose the name for the radio stations.
Right.
The fact that this Philly station is, just, and they have to know, I mean, there's got to be some overlap where you can hear both radio stations. They have to know that we've been doing this for a while. I feel like this is, Joe's right. We got to call an attorney. We got to call Brandon J. Broderick about this.
Is there something you can do about that?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Brandon J. Broderick.
I mean, I see his billboard. Now I think I might have to give the guy a call, you know?
That's right. Just says Brandon J. Broderick. That's it.
That's the whole,
whole billboard.
The black billboard, Brandon J. Broderick, attorney at law.
It's effective.
God
we talk
him.
About him all the time.
Yeah, listen.
I know. Oh, yeah, I know.
We really should be getting money from Brandon and from Ozempic. We really should. But I'm very offended that a respected radio. This is the kind of tomfoolery I'd expect from from that point station. But this is a big-time rock station out of Philadelphia. Trying to steal our name.
Can we call Bruce? Will he do something?
I feel like Bruce would be mad at both of us, if I'm being honest with
you. I think Bruce would.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I know that he's, he doesn't own this station, even though people think that he does.
Yeah.
And so now he's got two named The Boss, and he is The Boss, so I don't know.
You know, we do is call little Steven. I feel like he knows some guys. let's call Steven up, see what he can do. I'm going to call my big boss, but he's not going to be happy about it.
Mm-mm.
No. He's going to be very unhappy about it.
Hello, Brandon. We need to talk. So more on that to come, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's good. Get a little radio war going.
Always.
Let's sue them.
Sure.
Let's sue their butts off.
So let's get involved in litigation. That's what we need.
It's always fun. You can get litigation going. Anyway, it's just
Robbie and Rochelle.
107.1 The Boss.
No, wait a minute. I wanted to hear the, come on now. They didn't play the right thing. I want to hear the he said, she said. It's time for the he said, she said. There it is.
It's he said.
This is why we don't get to be the boss anymore.
Yeah. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
The printer doesn't work. We got the buttons not firing today. What do you miss most about being a teenager?
Ugh.
Think back to being a teenager.
Yeah.
Now, there's some things you say, maybe I don't miss that at all. But mm-hmm. Is there anything you do really miss about being a teenager? It's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd say, you don't worry about litigation. You don't worry about the printer at the office.
Yeah.
Just think about how much stress you had. You thought everything was terrible. Oh, my God, you know, everything seemed like a crisis. But really, when you're a teenager, everything's great.
Yeah. But like Lola, she's not quite a teenager, but she just got
months to go.
She just got braces, and this is her big concern every day. It's tough. So
what's the nickname? Metal Mouth?
She said someone called her Train Tracks.
I said to her, I'm like, what do you go to school with? Dennis the Menace? I mean, who?
That's horrible.
She's like, I know. They don't come up with anything original. Said, yeah, you're right. If you're going to make fun of me, it's like someone called me Four Eyes. Like, right. You can do better than that.
Right. Yeah, she wasn't impressed by their insults. So I don't miss that. I do miss having no bills. That's probably number one on most people's. I had no bills, no responsibility per se. I miss summer break.
Mm.
Summer break was always something you looked forward to.
Yeah, you get a lot more days off when you were a kid.
Yeah, the snow days, the summer break.
You got more energy as a kid. You should be working harder when you're younger.
That's the time to work.
I got less energy now.
I was thinking about this when we talked about it. I would go to school all day, and then I would go to a sport. I'd go to cheerleading or to track or what I was doing, and then I'd go to work.
Yeah. And then do your homework.
And then I'd do my homework. I always did my homework because I was a nerd. And then I'd go to bed and wake up 5 hours later. I was totally fine. Do it all over again. I mean, I'm tired talking about that.
Come over our house. Do it in the afternoon, Rochelle.
I'm napping on the couch every day.
You miss this most about being a teenager. What is it? That's your he said.
She said.
732-774-4444. 774-4444. Lines are open. If you got something you want to share with us, we'd like to hear it. You can also text it or Facebook as those are next. I can't believe there's been nobody texting in about Captain Marvel versus Shazam. Have we gotten any text? Boss Text Connect. Always open, by the way. If you hear us say something and you go, wait a minute, I know the answer to that. It's 732-774-4444. No comic book fans?
No comic book fans. I've got a couple texts here, but nothing about the comics.
I got to Google that. I'm curious now because I know that, and again, that's a big movie opening this weekend. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I bet it's going to beat out Scream 6.
You never know. People like those movies.
It's the sixth one. It's the sixth. They're all the same.
Now, who's is it? Neve Campbell? She's not in this one, right?
I have no idea. I know they're in New York. So it's like it's supposed to be a different setting.
Oh,
wow. I saw it on the poster. That's all I know about
it. I hate
to
admit this, but I'm a little afraid of those masks.
Yeah, I don't like them at all.
You see people with that scary mask and the black hood sometimes at Halloween.
It's terrifying.
I don't care for that at all.
Uh-uh.
Prefer Shazam.
Yeah.
Time for hashtag mom.
Confession.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we hear from moms. We search the socials. We look for that hashtag. Sometimes we hear from dads. Sometimes from grandmoms. Sometimes we'll hear from a mom who's a Navy pilot and also got little kids running around, tells us what that's like, and we share them just like this.
Melanie Marie said, last night my first grader tells me right before dinner, Mom, I need to dress like Milton Hershey tomorrow and hand out limited edition Hershey kisses with personalized messages. How's your week going?
Maybe you could have let me know a day or so in advance.
Maybe.
Dressing up like Milton Hershey.
Brittany G said, my husband and I are teaching the kids basic chores, like putting their dishes in the dishwasher and doing laundry. I feel a brand new life unfolding right before my eyes.
No, I'm sure. Look at you now.
Krista Packin said, my kid doesn't eat pasta with a little bit of Parmesan. He eats Parmesan with a little bit of pasta.
I'm just glad he calls it pasta, not noodles. That makes me happy.
No noodles here.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20, 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours. I want to say congrats again to Candy from Highlands. She was caller 10 earlier out of the boss ticket window. Got her passes to go see the Eagles at the Prudential Center April 7th. Nice going, Candy. Enjoy those. Plenty more of those came from. Keep the radio on all day at work for Michelle today. Love your passes in to see The Cure at the Garden. It's the Australian Pink Floyd show up at the Wellmont Theater in Montclair. People say that's as good, if not better, than the real thing.
Yeah.
Early younger than the actual guys left Roger Waters, the rest of the Pink Floyd guys. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
This underway this morning. He said, something you miss about being a teenager. You think back?
Mm-hmm.
This is spring break for a lot of those kids.
Yeah.
Something you miss about being a teenager.
Michael said not paying rent and partying every weekend.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Can't go wrong with that.
Especially when mom and dad are gone.
Let's get a keg in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put it in the bathtub, and then you filled the bathtub with the ice and keep it cold all night long. Then you charge $5 a cup.
I'd be afraid to go in. I would have been afraid to use the bathtub and get cracked or something.
Nah, you'll be all right.
You're better off in the basement. Clean up the mess a little easier.
You gotta carry a keg downstairs. Those are heavy.
That's what you got a bunch of dumb buddies for.
That's true. That's true.
Especially if you bat your eyes on them. Hey, can you guys please help me with the keg? Oh, sure, Michelle. They'll fall over each other.
Listen, it doesn't matter what you looked like. If you had a keg, you could have someone help you.
You make some friends pretty quickly,
right.
Sure.
That's right. Text from 2331 said, waking up without everything hurting.
True. It I've been complaining about my kneecaps.
Yeah, what is that?
I feel like I didn't pay my loan shark. My kneecaps are hurting.
And Amy said being able to eat anything I wanted without gaining any weight.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You missed this about being a teenager. We'll grab a couple more. Doing a little reminiscing here. A couple more answers. What do you miss most about being a teenager? Because I think being a teenager goes hand in hand, getting your license.
Yeah.
Being in high school,
mm-hmm.
all the milestones of high school, going to prom, graduating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Text from 7227 said, having a ton of friends to do things with.
Hmm. That's true. You do lose friends as time goes on.
Yeah.
Or at least most of us do. I'm sure there are some people that keep that big circle of friends, but
yeah,
I definitely had more people that I'd hang out with back then.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go out back then. I don't.
Right. I had a huge circle of friends up until like my late 20s.
Up until I came into your life and ruined everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Nina said, never having to cook dinner and the excitement of everything being new.
Mm.
Yeah. That was exciting and also scary.
I think I lost added like four. Anything shiny and new in high school.
Mickey said nothing. My teen years were a living hell.
I don't know that I would go back. I mean, I do miss being younger. That is nice to have that vigor and energy and stuff. But I don't know. I want to be in high school again. I still got dreams about geometry and trigonometry and all that BS. Oh, God. I don't miss that at all. The pressure of, you got to graduate and, you get your old man yelling at you and don't come home late and all of that.
I loved high school. It was after high school that was so tough for me. I don't know. I'd do high school again. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Good answers all day on the Facebook page, at 1071 The Boss, or you can always answer on The Boss Text Connect, which again is 732-774-4444. What do you miss the most about being a teenager, a teeny bopper? Your he said.
She said.
Thanks for the answers today. Joe, I have some more information about the story we brought you earlier. That there's a radio station in Philadelphia that's calling himself Boss Radio. Apparently, they said Bruce is in Philly tomorrow. He's not up here in Jersey and Newark until April 14th. He's got a show at the Garden April 1st, April Fool's Day. But he's in Philly tomorrow, so they're calling themselves Boss Radio. This very famous, respected, until now, rock station. And here's the new info I just found. Their program director, the guy that runs the place, I know him. We've got history, him and I. He's a real jerk. Real bad.
No, really?
I'm not just being mean about that. This has nothing to do with this current circumstance. There's a guy named Bill Weston. He was my boss. You remember this guy, Joe? He was he's in New York at one point, but he was up in Providence when I was a kid. I'm probably 17, and he comes in there, and the first thing he does is have a meeting. This is absolutely true. I'm not making this up, with all the DJs. And he goes around the room and says, tell me something about yourself. And then he told us something he didn't like about what we did on our shows. And at the time, I was, now listen, this is silly, but at the time, I was calling myself the teen idol, because I was 17, and we were playing oldies music, so I really, I was trying to play that up, that I was like Frankie Avalon, like the teen angel from Greece or something.
Okay.
And he goes, that teen idol thing stinks. I don't ever want to hear that again. And that was pretty much the end of our relationship, and I quit there shortly thereafter, and I ran into him maybe 10 years ago at a conference, and I said, hey, how are you? And he made off like he didn't remember who I was. So I'm not surprised that this kind of behavior is coming from a guy that would treat his employees that way. So,
ouch.
Now, listen, I'm not talking out of school. This happened. I was there. Guy's a clown. So there you are, ripping us off.
Don't hold back.
No, I'm not. I'm really upset about it. I think I'm more upset that he told me not to call myself the teen idol. I was cute when I was 17.
You bet you were.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for agreeing with that.
No, I have no problem. Fine.
So I'm not sure that I really
Hey, he was your boss. You have to listen to your boss.
Oh, he's just the worst. And right before that, you know him. I had Big Al Brock. And I worked for this guy, Joe. He's this big, lovable guy. He looked like John Candy as Uncle. We used to call him Uncle Buck in the hall.
Right.
He was a sweetheart. He'd give you a high five, and then we got this guy ripping off other people's ideas. He's the worst.
Well, wait until he hears from the attorney.
Well, Linda, I'm going to.
Jay Broderick.
Going to forward that along later on.
Broderick. Wait until he hears from Broderick. He's going to.
Joe's like, this guy's going to sign.
You know that, Robbie? I should have fired him back then.
Yeah, well, yeah. He probably should have. It was a buck. But he was not nice. So, not surprised that that's the case today. Boss well, Radio.
Maybe this is why he's doing it, because he knows you work here.
You know, you know, that that's, you know that's what I think.
He's coming
right?
after you.
You know that's what I think.
I know it is.
That he, he's like,
he's I remember
that.
For you.
I hated that kid 25 years ago. He's such a jerk. You know what we're going to do? What are they going to do? We're a big-time rock station.
Make him mad.
Screw that, Robbie. I've hated him since 1999, you know? I feel like that's exactly what's going
for
on.
For sure. He's been plotting all these years. He's just
all these
he's
years.
Been waiting for the moment.
That's right. And he finally has
that's
it.
Right. That's right. How many James Bond movies are just like this?
All of them.
That's right. Also, I was cute when I was 17, so I was the teen idol.
That teen idol kid. Finally, I got it.
Dun, dun, dun. What's sad, though, is Joe knows I am not kidding at all, but in my crazy brain, this is what I think this is part of a 20-year plot that he's been coming up with.
But no doubt.
I realize that is not rational thinking, and I'll be discussing it with my therapist the minute the show is over. So.
That's why I took the job in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's why.
100%, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is it. This was it.
Bill Weston. Feel free to look him up
back at the teen idol.
Send him a little email and say you support your friendly neighborhood former teen idol. Okay?
Don't. Jeez. Bad enough.
Well, Joe, I've just ruined your career, haven't I? You can't talk to anybody anymore now that you're associated with me.
Everybody hates me now.
Everybody hates you now. Welcome to the club, baby.
Yeah. They all hate me.